Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, March 28th. Ontario and Canada have signed a $13.2 billion childcare agreement they say will reduce fees to an average of $10 a day by 2025. Ontario Education Minister Stephen Lecce.
This historic agreement will lower fees. Critical to this deal is the fact that parents will pay less, on average $2,100 less this calendar year alone.
Highlights include parent rebates retroactive to April 1st to begin in May, work with municipalities to enroll 5,000 licensed child care centres and home child care agencies into the program before September, about 86,000 new child care spaces for children 5 years old and younger, hiring new early childhood educators, and maintaining Ontario's child care tax credit program that supports 300,000 families in licensed and unlicensed childcare. The president of the Métis National Council says she feels Pope Francis has committed to a journey of justice after meeting with the head of the Roman Catholic Church at the Vatican. Cassidy Caron spoke this morning outside St. Peter's Square.
Out of this, we do hope that there will be concrete action. We hope that the Pope heard our stories, that he acknowledges and truly understands, that he translates those stories from his head to his heart and then into action. So we look forward to the additional response that we will have from Pope Francis on Friday at the general audience, as well as whatever he intends to do when he does come and visit us in Canada.
Caron said the Pope did not provide an apology for the church's role in residential schools, but she added they have always requested it take place on Canadian soil. The 8 Métis delegates spent an hour with the Pope, where 3 survivors shared their stories of residential schools. The Inuit group was set to speak with Francis after, while First Nations delegates will meet with the Pope on Thursday. The Ontario government has announced a strategic plan to advance small modular reactors, or SMRs. The announcement is being made together with Saskatchewan, New Brunswick, and Alberta. SMRs are scalable and versatile nuclear reactors that typically produce 300 megawatts of electricity or less. They can support large established grids, small grids, remote off-grid communities, and resource projects. Grey County Council has passed a tender of over $2.3 million for its Grey Road 2 rehabilitation project. The work will be done from Grey Road 19 to Grey Road 119 and consists of paving some lanes and shoulders through Ravenna, pulverizing and rehabilitating other sections as well as culvert and guardrail replacements, and paving the parking lot at the Osprey Blue Mountains Townline Grey County Forest access north of Grey Road 31. While the work is occurring, the road will be open to traffic with alternating lane closures. Work is expected to take place between May and July. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 28 points to 21,977. The Dow Jones is up 94 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.84 U.S. cents, down 31 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $103.54, down $10.36 a barrel. Taking a look at sports, Canadians are still basking in the glory of a decades-in-the-making return to the World Cup.
There'll be no stoppage time. In your wildest dreams! From obscurity to unforgettable, this is the moment the country has waited for. The kings of the north, they've done it! Canada is going to the World Cup!
The call from Gareth Wheeler as time expires at BMO Field in Canada's 4-0 win over Jamaica yesterday, clinching our country's first World Cup berth since 1986. One more game left to go in qualifying. Canada faces Panama on Wednesday. The Canadians are in a good position to finish top of the table, 3 points up on the U.S. and Mexico. The draw for the World Cup is set to be held on Friday. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors play at home against the Boston Celtics tonight. A big one for the Raps, 8 games to go in the regular season, and they're currently holding down 6th in the East, the final playoff position to avoid the play-in tournament. Tip-off is set for 7:30 tonight at Scotiabank Arena. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Florida Panthers 5-2 yesterday. Tomorrow, they face the Boston Bruins. Five games tonight, two Canadian teams in action. Vancouver visits St. Louis and the Edmonton Oilers host the Arizona Coyotes. It's in Major League Baseball Grapefruit League action. The Toronto Blue Jays lost 5-4 to the Atlanta Braves in spring training. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.